Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lili Nishma, Sarah Malkabas, Rabbi Yitzchak. Today, we are in Masechta Shviyos. We're in the ninth perek, Mishnayos Ches and Tes, Mishahayu lo Peru Shviyos v'Yigia Shas Abir. What happens if a person had a lot of leftover seventh year stuff when the time of beer comes along? So, Mechalik Mizon Shalosh Shudos L'Kol Echad B'Yechad. He could give everyone in his household enough food for three meals, and then he gives the rest over to his neighbors, his relatives, and anybody else, and then he can leave the rest of it and put it in front of his house and say, here, whoever wants can come and take. So, V'anim Ochlin Achar Abir Avolo Ashirim Divir Rabbi Huda. And the poor can partake of it after the beer because they don't store it, right? But not the wealthy. The pasuk says, "V'achlu evyonei amecha v'yisrom tochal chayas asadeh." It's the poor people, not the whole nation. So the Mishnah continues. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi says, "I don't understand." Echaranim v'echad ashirim ochel nachar abior. He says the evyonei and amecha. He says that whether you're poor or whether you're rich, you can eat after shas abior in this period of time. The issue is you can't. You can't hold on to it, right? He seems to understand it in that manner. Okay. Then the Mishnah says, Mishayu lo peiro shviya shenaflu lo birusha o shenitnu lo b'matana. What if a person has fruit that was inherited or was given to him as a gift, and of course it was gathered in a mutter way, right? Rabbi Yezer, Omer yinaslu lo achleim. They have to be given to the people who are going to eat them. In other words, if you have permission, if you have received it as a possession, you can't keep it for your own use even before beer. You have to share it freely with other people, right? The Chachamim Omrim ain't a chote niskar, right? We say that it's a person who sins, right? He says, according to us, you can go ahead and eat the fruit whether you're getting benefit or not. But if you say you can't eat Peru Shvias, so then how could you give it to people who are going to eat it? If that's the case, you're going to get benefit, right? You have to redeem the money before you could be allowed to eat it. And now that you've paid for it, you're not getting any benefit for getting it for no effort. And then you should give the money into anybody. And therefore, what will happen, you will get no benefit by having giving it to somebody else. Now, ha'ochel isa may isa shvias ad shelohur machalasa. If you eat from a seventh year dough before you separate challah, chayav misa. A person has to understand you should say that lest the person think I'm no longer chayav in the midst of challah during shmita. We have to understand reisha sari so sechem. It doesn't matter what it is. The Torah says the first part of the dough means that you have a responsibility to separate challah from dough made from wheat that has kedusha shvias, and that applies today as well. In which case, we have to just get rid of it in that context. So, stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, we will continue with the 10th parak tomorrow. Everyone, have a great day.